guys, I'm here again, Stephanie, on Other Matters with Steph, and I have a very, 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 very beautiful young lady here with me. We're going to be talking about something that is, I don't know, it's kind of important and kind of lame, but it needs to be heard, do you get? So, I have with me Vivian Ewich.
Hi guys, I am Vivian Ewich and I am so excited to be on All That Matters with Steph. And this episode, we're going to be talking about friends and communication. And I am very, very, very excited she chose me for this episode.
Aww. So, okay, let's start. Now, you know, friendships, or how will I say friends, they are huge impact on our mental health and happiness. Good friends relieve stress, provides comfort and joy, and prevents loneliness and isolation. You know, there are some people that are introverts. They hardly relate with friends, hardly go out. Most of the time they are at home with their phones. Sometimes I look at myself and be like, how do they cope? Like, I'm serious, because friends are like
everything.
They're basically what keeps people from being depressed, keeps people from doing some sort of things.
Crazy things.
Because
you know,
this depression or people that commit suicide due to depression. It's lack of friendship. One, that they don't have
someone to talk to.
People to talk to.
People to encourage.
Exactly.
Associate. Share crazy talks.
So that's why we're making this episode. To whoever is going to listen to it. Friends are... They are... I don't even know which word to use to describe them.
I'm happy you're also big on friends too. Because I am extra big on friends. Like, all my friends know how much I care about them.
Aww.
Always check up on them. Not always though, but
at least when
I need to.
Okay. So now, there are different type of friends.
The good and the bad.
Exactly. Because having friends is also like having, how would I put it, another family apart from your immediate family. Having another family outside of your family. So there are the good ones and the bad ones. There are different type of friends, and there are different type of ways to communicate with them. Because it's not somebody like me now. If I don't like clingy people, people coming forcing themselves on me, like they want to be my friend.
When you don't like someone's energy, you just
exactly
straight up.
Like, if you're too clingy to me, there's a way I will react to you. You might not like it. It's not nice. Do you get? So how do you think we can relate with this kind of person, like a clingy person?
I guess communication. That's why the topic is here. You just have to communicate. Like, there are different way of communicating. Like, you can you can use body language. Like, it's obvious. Anybody that has sense will know that he or she does not like what you're doing to that person, and the way you're being so attached, forcing yourself, like, it's so disgusting, actually. Like, I don't like clingy people.
So
you have to speak up, you have to talk.
Okay, so there's something I want to ask you. You know this thing where they say love at first sight.
Does that happen with friends?
No. I'm going somewhere. When they say love at first sight, you know, when an opposite sex sees you and they like you apart from this thing, do you think you can go into a relationship with them without being friends with them at first? Is it possible?
No. I don't think it's possible.
Are
Even if
sure?
it happens, like, it's probably not going to last, because the person, anybody you're in a relationship with has to be your friend first. Actually,
okay.
Like,
okay. Because there's this person, I was, how would I put it? He was my friend, but not my really close friend, you get. So, he liked me. Then, we were having, not really having something to do with each other, but we're going on and on and on. Then he said, he has to be my friend first. he has to know me first before. I was shocked.
Like,
no. I was shocked because we're already vibing with each other.
Yeah.
We were getting to know each other. But I wanted more. But he said he has to be my friend first. I said that stuff, it's a turn off for me.
I think your friends, like, if you have a best friend, a girl is your best friend, and you have a boyfriend or someone you're in a relationship with, like girlfriend, this. So your boyfriend or your girlfriend always go through your friend to know what's up. Like if they are going to plan a birthday or anything, to know your favorite color, what you like, your favorite sport,
yeah, and everything. Through my friend.
Yeah. So imagine your boyfriend or your girlfriend is your best friend. Like, he knows everything perfect. Like, he can't make any mistake, he can't ever go wrong at everything. So it's always good to, like, be friends first.
I felt really bad. Although I was like,
did it shock me? It shocked me.
I felt really bad, but I was like, okay, no problem. Cool. Let's be friends first. And once he told me that, let's be friends first. Everything I had for him, it's not like I had things for him, yes, but it's not like it vanished, but it wasn't there again.
The spirit died.
So like, you want to be friends? No problem. Let's go. Friendship, right? Let's.
But wait, like, relationship can actually kill friendship. If you guys are friends, I have guys I'm very, very close with. Like, if they ever open their mouth to say anything in relationship, that's the end. I'm telling you the truth. Because
right now,
I do not. I value friendship very, very well. So aww, if you're my friend, especially when you're a guy, because girls are complaining now. Most guys, their head is not correct again. They all want in a relationship, or they just want your body or something like that. But if you find a guy that is your friend that can actually relate to you, you can actually tell everything, and the guy just pops up with, I like you. No. I'm not sure.
No, that he likes you. But seriously, I do have more male friends, I guess, than female friends. Because female friends, they are like a pain in the neck. Honestly, having a female as a close friend is like having another me as a close friend.
Yeah, you can't deal with.
I can't deal with myself. So I will not have another me telling me what to do with Jesus Christ. I won't know how to.
But shout out to all the girls. Like, girls, having girls as friends
and it's nice. So, but nice. Girls are. They have issues. I'm talking because I'm a girl. I know I have issues. I know I have. But there are some things that guys keep up with. A girl can't, honestly. Because even there is this thing. Okay, when you have a male friend as a best friend or a very close friend, and you guys have problems, you guys start or something happens, child, you guys have problems. It will easily come back.
Yeah, they always
come back. They'll come back because. They will easily come back. But if it's a female, I have this my friend. We had, it was a very little issue, very small issue. Clothes matter. It was because of clothes. This girl blocked me. She blocked me on WhatsApp, blocked me on Facebook. I was like, has he reached this? Honestly, something. Until today, we don't talk. So tell me now, if it was a male now, would I have clothes issue or clothes matter with a male friend? No, it would. There's no way. Definitely, you will come back, or you will come. There's something which shall happen. But if it's a females have problem, they have problem. Okay, there's another. There's something I want to ask you. You know, there are some friends that are actually too busy for you.
This is my table. Like, my friends listening to it to be like, this is table.
They're actually too.
I'm not even too busy, but I'm
I'm not
lazy
busy
as fuck.
Oh, you are lazy. Okay, this one is, you want attention from them. Not like attention, but I think they should check up on you once in a while or something, and they don't. What will you do?
Well, first of all, you have to check yourself if you're actually checking up on that person. And
you actually check up on that person.
Okay, well, if the person is not returning the energy, then you know the person does not mean as much as you mean to them. Am I making sense? The person, you don't mean as much as the person means to you.
Wow.
The yeah, now, because like if I'm giving you all the energy, trying to check up on you, even me, I'm busy, but you're also busy, yeah. But at least the little time you have, you can just say hi, what's up, I miss you, love you, bye, that kind of stuff. I do it for my friends, I do it for them though. But to have a conversation, like, when, especially when there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, part of the people that have problem with chatting.
Yeah, I have. Hey God, I always like call. I like calling.
You like
them.
Calling. You don't like chatting.
Yeah, I don't like chatting. I just get tired. Like,
I would delete your chat.
Me.
I would not, because I don't know. I would text you and you not text me back. I don't like that. Yeah. I would text you and you not text me. And that's what they will not be like. Oh, sorry, I was busy and something. Me, wasn't I busy for me to text you? Do you know what it is for me
actually,
to text you?
If you text me for something important, you tell how far. This kind of thing. I will just call you immediately, that kind of stuff. But if you text me, how far are you free, what are you doing, like, for guys now, guys that you already know, like, their way no even pure, that kind of thing. your chat is going to die in my DM. I'm sorry, but
hey, all of you that your ways are not pure in,
yes,
our DM,
like,
your chat is going to die in our DM. Hope you are listening. Your chat is going to die in our DM. But seriously, I like it when you check up,
yeah,
on people just once in a while.
Yeah.
Just okay, even if you are too busy and you tell me you are busy, I'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the communication with them.
Once
about,
in a, exactly, like, once in a while, just, hey, how are you? Hope you're good, blah blah blah. Enough.
Let me say the easiest way. Like, if you're like me, just feel so lazy about chat, so reluctant, I'll just literally on my this thing, what's it called? My data. I'll be on my WhatsApp. I'll just be staring at the message. I'm probably eating.
Jesus.
I'll just be staring. Anyone, I just, like, let me just. I don't know. I'm always begging them. I'm sorry. I'm not stopping your message. But sometimes I just feel like, no be waiting they do me.
Don't be waiting they do me.
Honestly, like, see what I do. I always go through their status. Like, I want to know what's up with them. They're my friends and everything. That's why I had it saved stranger's number. I have to know you very well if you're just like getting to know me too. So if I check your post and I always reply their picture, like, I love your picture, all of that. Always compliment your friends. That's like a way of starting off communication. Then when I get tend to reply them and they reply back, then I tend to ask, how are you doing? I missed you and all of that. So that's a good way. And also, I feel like if you really do not have anything to say, like, some people are just too, I don't know, they're just too boring, honestly.
Hey,
like,
God.
Just, hi, how are you? Fine. How are you? Fine. Like, I have this cousin. I'm sorry, you're going to listen to you. I don't know what I did to him, but he started being so cold towards me. But I don't know. I just feel like communication is the best, but I've not gotten to, like, texting him. Because
why are we texting him? You know the reason why.
I know the reason.
Cold.
I
well, so you know the reason.
He sent me pictures and then he sent me a text. Then he sent me pictures of what he said and all of that. And then I just opened it. It's like men wear. I don't wear men's shit. So I guess I was supposed to, like, help him with the load, but it was plenty. I opened it late and then he started acting cold and everything. He posted something on his status and then I was like, is it why?
No, that was wrong. He wanted for him to send it to you. He actually wanted you to do something.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
So it's my podcast I used to beg.
I'll go to your DM later.
Better, go to his DM. Go to his DM. Okay. I just feel friends are everything, honestly. Having good friends around you, even if your family is not also, because you know there are these kind of families that you don't really relate with each other in your family.
Yeah.
But if you have friends that are one, I have, when I went to school, there are this particular set of people I met. They are, in fact, they mean everything to me right now.
Wow.
They are, I was supposed to stay in the hostel, so I did not stay in the hostel. I stayed, is a part, not really a pastor, Sha, but he's a pastor, yes. So I started staying with him, and I met the people that are staying in his house. They're like four. Right now, I can literally do anything for those set of people.
Like, first, you can do
anything.
Anything
because when I go there, they treat they they treated me like I was part of them. Do you get? Yeah. I didn't feel left out or anything. Right now, I can't do anything for those set of people in school. And I was so happy that I got to meet them. They were part of the first people I met in school. Friends are their family. That is if you get the right set of friends, the right vibe. Not those ones that are, you know, there are some that are bad influence.
Totally.
Some of them want to get something off you.
Yeah.
They are not giving you anything, but they want something off you. I have that kind of friends. And this year,
unfriend those guys.
2021. I'm going to really how would I put it?
Cut them off.
I'm going to cut them off.
Let's even talk about friends that are not supportive.
Yes.
Apart from getting things off you, they're not supportive. Like, what do you do with your life? Okay. There's
something I wanted to do. It's like this hair sales or something. So I was supposed to register. I think the money was 6,000 or 7,000, so, but I didn't have the money complete at that time. So there's part of those people that I'm living with, one of them, and I said, okay. He started looking for how you get the money, he wants you to be, it's not really getting anything off, but he wants you to be successful. He started looking for how he would get. Okay, it was like, I should borrow from my sister. That he would be the one to pay back. I thought it was something I want to do. That he would be the one to pay back. I was like, you should not worry. That what I wanted was just that support. Yeah. I would do the drop shipping. I mean, how do they call it? Here something next month. But I just wanted that support.
Just support.
He was just there for me. It was that day.
Yeah, just telling someone well, honestly, you're doing well.
Honestly.
Giving little compliments can just do everything. Like, I mean, everything can make their day, can make them keep pushing, especially when they are giving up. But you're just there. Like, what are you there for?
We're going to cut 2021. We are gonna cut some people off.
Cut you off.
We're gonna cut you off. If you like, be listening to it, and you know this is your table.
We have broken one leg.
I'm going to.
So you know the table is no more strong again.
I'm going to cut you off this year.
And then let's shout out to our friends, like those that have been supportive, been a good influence.
Those people that I'm living with in Benin, I love you all. I love you so much. If you're listening to this, I love you. You guys are the best. Then my friends I had from secondary school, like you. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being on this podcast. I'm so happy that at least I could call you and tell you, okay, once we are you were there. You see, the kind of friends I'm talking about. Not the ones that you will call and be like, oh no, I'm busy. Oh no,
even if they're not busy, they're just being. They just don't want to do it. For hey, like, I don't know some people.
Are you calling yourself my friend?
Yeah.
No,
because I'm actually traveling very soon. I've been very busy packing and everything. But I was like, you see this podcast? Like the very first one I listened to, I was like, oh my god, I want to do this. I even downloaded the Anchor app and everything. Like, I was so excited when you called.
Thank you. You see. This is the kind of friend I'm talking. See, just surround yourself with good people, honestly.
Yeah, if you know that's anybody giving you bad vibe, not encouraging
you, cut yourself off them.
Cut it off. Like, there's no point. You deserve more. Some people, they have good friends, but their eyes is just closed. They don't know. They don't know that this person is going to help them. I met this person, this particular person, this guy. I hope you're listening to this story. I met him through another person. Like, I was friends with somebody. Then he called me with that guy on a conference call. Just one randomly one night I was cooking. So after he was just so interested in knowing everything. He wanted to know. Then I've learned a lot from this guy. I've seen him before, just somewhere in school and all, but I've never talked to him. But we talk every time on phone. He's so helpful. He has my siblings' number. They have spoken before. Like, friends like that, like, you don't look down on anybody. You just try to be nice to everybody. You just do your own part.
Right.
Like, he has been very, very supportive. So nice.
There's something I heard of this guy that killed himself due to depression.
That he has lost how many million?
Whether daily. That he has been suffering from depression for 7 years. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
if he had people to encourage him,
yeah, exactly,
there's no way he would take his life. There is no way. If you have people around you that are that keep on encouraging, even if they don't have money, even if it's not financially,
yeah, nobody needs your money
even
sometimes.
If it's not financially, exactly, yeah. Sometimes you will need money, yes, but even if it's not financially,
yeah,
most just that support,
yeah,
be there for the person. Once the person call, you might be busy or something, try your best to be there for the person. That's just what the person. For me, when my sister was talking about this something, I was in my mind, I was just like, on, even if his family was not there for him, if he had
good
reasonable
friends,
good friends that would talk to him, that would, even when he's sad or something, we just be like, okay, guy, let's go out.
Chill.
Guy, stand up. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Don't
let's
be boring.
Just, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Guy, let's go out. Guy, oh yeah, let's just do something and this thing, and if, even introduce him to other people. Introduce him to people that are going to help him, that kind of thing. It wouldn't have taken his life.
Like this podcast now, you're going to get the link and you're going to listen to it. Like, you can also help and support. Nobody's asking for your money here. Like, you can just repost the link. It takes nothing.
Nothing.
Like, repost the link.
Nothing.
Hype it one or two ways. Like, tell them what it's about, how fun it was, anything. Like,
just be
support.
Just support whoever is around you, whether the person is your friend or not. Just try to support. You don't know what it will take. You don't know what it will help the person. You don't little support you give somebody. You don't know how far it will go.
Don't just be the reason anybody hits depression. Be the reason they smile. Be like, this thing comes with blessings. You don't even know. You can't even see them. You can't imagine.
You don't know, but the blessings are there.
They are there.
They are there. Okay. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Vivian, for being on this podcast. It means a lot to me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed it.
And the podcast is now longer.
Oh my God. I know it's been
sorry.
Long. I'm surprised it's been up to
an
hour.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Please, be the reason someone smiles today, okay? I love you. I love you all. I love all my listeners. I love all my posters. I love everybody that has to do with this podcast, making this podcast grow. I love you all. Mwah. And do you have any Instagram accounts they can follow you on?
My IG account.
Are you blushing?
At Ewuch Vivian, EWUCH, then Vivian together. Thank you very
okay,
much.
Twitter.
Ewuch V, I guess, because I'm not just interested. That Twitter is a very, very stupid.
Okay, another topic for another day. Let's not go there. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. I love you guys. Mwah.
Bye.